As President Obama continues a campaign for health care reform, the false rumor that the president and Democrats were seeking to implement death panels with bureaucrats making decisions about whether elderly or seriously ill patients live or die continues. The allegation stems in part from a provision in a bill passed by three House committees that would provide Medicare reimbursement to patients seeking end-of-life counseling. Yesterday, lawmakers working on the Senate version said that provision had been dropped from their proposal. To learn more about the proposal, WMNF yesterday spoke with Robert Berenson from the Urban Institute, a nonpartisan research center based in Washington. The Urban Institute recently released a report that found the government could save over $90 billion over 10 years' time by better managing end-of-life care.
Mostly looking at giving people more control over how they would like to spend their last weeks. It's not primarily to save money, and there's none of this involves any rationing. We're not talking about denying care for people that they actually desire. We're talking about not giving people care they don't desire. And that's what a number of studies find. 20% of people who die in intensive care units, and they stay there for about 2 weeks in their last 2 weeks of life. And in many cases, it is not to be part of a life-saving effort and getting out of the ICU and going back and leading a decent life. It is simply because patients haven't been informed that there's an alternative to dying hooked up to machines. And so hospice is an opportunity that is underused. There's this term called palliative care, where they have nurses and doctors who assure good pain relief and work on end-of-life issues with patients. And it's an alternative to just high-tech medicine.
So again, Doctor, though the provision that's in the House bill in this health care reform proposal, or at least one of the bills that people talk about, is actually, again, a positive thing in the respect that, as you say, it can give a patient more options for their own health and how to control that. But it would be, as we've heard, a voluntary thing in terms of what every 5 years or so somebody would be able to check in.
I mean, a lot of people get this today because at least some professionals are doing it as part of their duty to their patients. They're providing this kind of service. What this provision would do is actually make it a reimbursable item for the professional to actually spend the proper amount of time doing it. And the other thing to emphasize, which has been terribly distorted by the opponents of health reform, is that this is not a government bureaucrat. This is nobody from the government or from Medicare or from anybody else. This is your own trusted professional who is providing this advice and simply getting reimbursed for it. So the proposal has been terribly distorted.
It certainly has been, and we hear the Senate Finance Committee may drop it. We'll see if it comes back in terms of when they conference the bill or not.
Yeah. Well, but I think the other point to make is here is that we don't really need legislation. I mean, this would help, this provision, but in fact, patients and their families are beginning to demand more candor from their health professionals. They're learning to ask the questions that would give them the information they need. And I think a new generation of physicians will probably be more forthcoming about wanting to provide this kind of information. We're moving away to some extent from the old paternalism of doctor always knows best to let's share with you the information. Let's make a joint decision about it, how to provide care consistent with your own values. So I think this will happen regardless of the legislation. People are trying to make this a political deal, which it shouldn't be. And what we simply did is if in fact we do a better job of empowering patients and their families to have control over their own end-of-life decision-making, that's going to save money for the healthcare system.